Kia ora, my name's Poppea, and today I'm here with the unlikely librarian, Mike, who works on Wahatanga, our fourth floor, and we're going to chat about his event that he's having for Word Festival.
Kia ora, Poppea. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mike. How are you?
I'm all good, mate. I'm all good.
That's great. Thank you for coming to be with us today.
No worries. A pleasure to be here.
So your event, Indelible, that will be held at Absolution Tattoo Studio.
Yep.
That's about stories people tell through their tamoko and their tattoos.
Correct, yep.
And you've got some pretty impressive speakers with you. What made you guys decide that this event was an important one to share?
How it came about there, Poppea, was I read a book, and it was about anthropodermic bibliopegy, which is books bound in human skin.
Wow.
And it was a book about a lady who's a medical librarian, and she was quite disgusted by these books that they had at Stanford University. And so she wanted to find out if they were in fact bound in human skin. And so she's formed a research group, and they go around the world testing these books. And it kind of got me thinking, aren't we all books bound in human skin?
Yeah.
You know, like, because what we are, you know, as people, we're a collection of stories. They define who we are. And so I had a chat with Nick, and he was quite fascinated by the concept. And then next thing you know, here I am doing this interview with you. So yeah, I was very lucky to be really good friends with Nath from Absolution.
Yeah.
And yeah, he kind of was like, mate, I'm into this. Like, let's make this happen.
Oh, it's a really interesting event. Like, I haven't seen something similar to it. And that's a really cool way that it came about, that you were reading about books bound in human skin.
Yeah. I mean, as horrific as it sounds, eh? But that's the thing. Like, it's not a very librarian thing to do.
No, but you are, after all, the unlikely librarian.
That's true. For those of you that don't know what that is, you take one look at me and you would not think that I'm a librarian. So that's how that came about. So that's what the whole gist behind that is letting people who have really awesome stories, who are awesome storytellers, tell their stories.
Absolutely.
You know, and so it's a really, really broad range of guests. You know, and I'm really humbled and really surprised at who we've got as well.
Such an awesome lineup.
It's a powerhouse lineup, and I'm kind of like, a little bit out of my depth, but nothing like
no
a challenge.
Way. You'll be golden. Yeah. Well, you've just said about us being books bound in human skin, you know, and tattoo artists, in a way, I guess, are helping us author those stories a lot of the time.
They are.
So it's really cool that we've managed to have that event held at Absolution. Something that is a really important place in Christchurch. I think it's a real institution here.
It very much is. Like, it's one of the premier tattoo places in the city, but also because of the people that work there, you know, like, they really make it. Like, people feel really comfortable with the team that NAIF has got built around them, and we're really lucky that they've come on board. And I mean, that's a big thing to give, you know, to tell a story.
It is.
You know, you're giving up part of yourself to the community. But being able to have that in a space where those stories are created, like, I hope, I want, you know, more people to kind of become accepting of tattoos and see that, you know, tattoo parlours aren't these seedy, scummy kind of places. You know, Absolution's quite a beautiful space.
I've had nothing but wonderful experiences with all the staff and the people I've met in there.
And it's, you know, like, it's in the Arts Centre, so it's a pivotal part of Christchurch history as well.
Oh, well, thank you so much for talking to me, Mike. Can you tell us where we'll find the event and what time?
You certainly can do. So you'll find it on Saturday, the 3rd of September, at Absolution at 6:30 p.m.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. I'm really looking forward to it.
No worries. Go
Can't wait.
Go and buy a ticket. Go and get some tattoos.
Yeah.
The other big thing about that Nath's done that's really awesome, and his phenomenal crew down there, is drawing up some literary flash. And so for the, I think it's 2 weeks leading up to the event, you can go in and go and get a literary flash tattoo from them.
That's so cool.
Yep, and part of the cost of that goes back to the festival.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, so they're doing they do this wonderful thing where some goes to the artist, some goes to the shop, and some goes to the festival, you know, so everyone gets little bit of a cool little thing about it, eh?
Little kickback.
Yeah, go and check out their work at absolution.co.nz.
And go to a Word Festival event.
Yeah, of course.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, go to all the Word Festival events, but definitely go to Indelible.